I said, Lord, I said, where do you want me? I said, because you don't want me here. I said, where do you want me at? And he showed me in Missouri. So I called the wife and I said, we got to look for houses in Missouri. And we really didn't want to come. We didn't want to stay in Missouri. I'll just tell you straight up. All my family's in Illinois. I do have one brother that lives in St. Clair, Missouri. But my mom and dad, everybody's still in Illinois. And all my other brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews and everybody. But he said Missouri. So I started looking along the 141 line. Because I'm thinking to myself, Lord, I don't want to drive hours to work every day in that traffic. So I started looking and nothing's still working out. Couldn't find nothing we was looking for. Because when I prayed for a house, I prayed for the right house. Because always before, I'd get a house and remodel it, then sell it or whatever, and then move to the next one, whatever. I said, Lord, I ain't got time to do that this time. I said, I want the right house, one that's right for my wife and for the kids. So we're praying and praying for the right place. We're looking different houses. And then all of a sudden, I'm praying and seeking the Lord, and the Lord says, you got to look in St. Clair. I said, Lord, I don't want to live in St. Clair. I'm just telling you the truth. I talked to God just like I talked to you. And I said, Lord, I don't want to live in St. Clair. But I said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So I told the wife, I said, we're going to St. Clair. She said, I don't want to go to St. Clair. I said, I understand that. I said, but that's where God's leading us. So I called the realtor and I told her, I said, you're going to have to show us some houses in St. Clair. She said, what? She said, why St. Clair? I told her, I said, because God told me that's where I got to go. And she said, all right. And they showed us houses that day. And I think it was the last house they showed us. My wife said, this is the house. So I looked at the realtor and I said, this is what we want to offer them on the house. And I said, Lord, if it's your will, I said, you work it out. Anyway, with that being said, we wound up buying a house in St. Clair. We've been there for a little over two years now. And we've been doing ministry in St. Clair for almost 4 years total. 3.5 years, something like that. I don't want to misquote it. 3 years, whatever it was. I started with another guy, then wound up with Mercy Ministries over there. But when I was coming into St. Clair, I said, Lord, I said, why St. Clair? I said, what am I facing in Franklin County? I said, what am I facing? Because I want to know what I'm battling. I want to know what I'm coming up against. And the Lord showed me in Franklin County, and it's not just Franklin County, it's everywhere. But he showed me a war in the heavens that's going on between the wickedness and the righteousness like I have never seen before in my life. So bad that it scared me. And I said, Lord, I said, what are we facing? And he said, this is what you're facing. But he assured me that we could beat it through the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the Word of Christ that's been given, through the Holy Ghost. See, I don't just go to be going. I didn't come to Sullivan just because I wanted a place to sit my tent. The Lord sent me to Sullivan to do what we're doing. We tried for several years to get here. And it was just next to impossible to get here. Finally, I went to the city and I said, look, I said, this is what I want to do. And they said, well, we've never let a tent set in the city limits of Sullivan. I was talking to a man earlier. He said they had one years ago at the old assembly church grounds, I think. But anyway, the board, they said, well, you got to go before the board. Because I had planned this one over a month ago. And they stopped me. And then, so I went before the board meeting a week from today, last Tuesday. And I went before them and I said, they said, what do you want to do? They said, come up here and tell us what you want. And I'm not telling them my words, I'm telling them what God's told me to tell them. And I told them, I said, look, I said, I want to come to your city. And I said, I want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I said, your city's in trouble. And I said, just like the rest of America, I said, your city needs to be turned right side up in God's eyes. And I said, I want to help those. And I want to give them a place to call home at a church here somewhere. I don't have a home church here. People ain't going to drive to St. Clair, Missouri to go to church. A few may visit us, but ultimately they're going to have to find a place to find home here. And I'm telling you, whether wherever it's at, but it's got to be a church that believes in God. But I continue to tell them, I said, I want to share the love of God and the mercy of God. And I could see one man's eyes light up. And I knew right then that God was doing something. That man said, I'll make a motion. And the next thing you know, the whole board agreed to it. And they said, welcome to Sullivan. But I'm telling you right now, even the city leaders, they want to see God do something in their city. And I'm telling you, it's God's mercy that's going to do it. And His grace. If you don't know the Jesus Christ that I preach tonight, the Christ of the Bible, I don't want to ever preach a false Christ. The Christ of the Bible. If you don't know Him, I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you've done today, just say yes to the Lord. Get on your face and say, Lord, I need You as my Savior. And let Him start changing your life. Let Him clean you up. See, He told me a long time ago, you preach me and you let me do the cleaning. You let me get them right. And I said, yes, Lord. So she starts playing. The altars are open. And I ask you, are you right with the Lord Jesus Christ? You don't have to come to this altar. But I'm telling you right now, every time I bow my face down to an altar and I humble myself before the Lord, He meets me there.